I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. In a non-action item during its regular scheduled meeting on Monday night, the City of Lovington commissioners heard discussion on the possibility of the city becoming a sanctuary for the unborn. Commissioners shared comments on the issue, and then there was public input from a standing room only crowd. One of those to speak in favor of the sanctuary was Lovington resident Deanne Kimbrough.
We're not preventing women from getting abortions, unfortunately, but what we are saying is we don't want it performed in our community. Right. And that's where we're at.
Leo Martinez of Hobbs, who came to support the pro-life movement, in which he also participated in a similar cause in Hobbs, pleaded with Lovington commissioners to do the right thing.
We have a line, and we have to lay it in the sand. We defend life. We are not cowards. We are men. Abortion is murder. That's what it is. Plain and simple, it is murder.
No timetable was set as to when or if Lovington will become a sanctuary city for the unborn. Officials at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant just outside of Carlsbad reported that the last nuclear waste was disposed of in an area of the repository on October the 21st. It's an area of the facility which experienced a radiological release that led to the shutdown of the plant's primary operations for 3 years. The U.S. Department of Energy determined that panel 7 of the WIP Underground was reported full. Waste shipments will now be emplaced in the 8th and final permitted disposal panel at the site. The National Assessment of Education Progress, better known as the Nation's Report Card, released on Monday that showed New Mexico schools are seeing decreasing averages on standardized test scores, but that is on par with the rest of the country. The agency looked into math and reading scores for 4th and 8th grade students and compared them to the 2019 scores. In mathematics, both grade levels dropped about 10 points and 5 points in reading. Fewer are also now proficient in those subjects. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.